This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and what a Thursday it has been. We're going to get to some things, some political things. The CDC put out a statement today, and resentism and resentism. These people are so stupid, and other stuff. I just, this headline, man, I guess it might hit different depending on who you are, but it's from Newsweek, and the headline is this. Spam and Sloppy Joe sales spike amid high food prices. Now, I understand everybody comes from different backgrounds. And here's the deal. People generally tend to lionize their own background, right? It's human nature. If you grew up poor, you'll probably brag about telling people, I grew up poor. I come from a poor neighborhood. If you grew up well off, you probably brag about that, or at least you're proud of that. No, my parents were, you know, the investors, whatever the case may be, and no, we had a great neighborhood or whatever. People always tend to lionize whatever their childhood is. I just tend to own mine. We were not poor. We certainly were not rich. We're a blue-collar family, and a little white trash. I wouldn't change it for the world. I love my family. I love my background. I love myself. In my opinion, that's just where I was supposed to be. So when I see headlines like Chef Boyardee price or Chef Boyardee sales going up, Sloppy Joe sales going up, well, that's how I've eaten my whole life. I'll tell you right now, last night, no, that's a lie. Two nights ago, I was in the gas station. I was picking up a couple things in the gas station, and I looked and I saw the little Chef Boyardee beefaroni. I'm such a beefaroni freak. I used to eat cans of that when I was a kid. Anyway, I saw the little microwavable beefaronis there in the gas station, and I said, well, I don't mind if I do. Threw a couple of them in there. Everyone made fun of me when I got to the house, except they weren't making fun when they were grubbing on them later, were you boys? Anyway, so obviously a life of Sloppy Joes and Chef Boyardee would be fine for me because that's kind of how I grew up anyway. But it is kind of a bummer, isn't it, to think that Americans, and this is your situation, it probably is, Americans are watching their standard of living go down in front of their eyes. And it's not like it's bouncing up and down. With inflation, you get poorer, period. The value of your money is less. You get poorer. So it's only going one direction. Fewer steak nights. Hey, it's Sloppy Joe night. Vacations. Maybe we're not going to go down to Myrtle Beach this year. Fewer everything. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Why bother? But you really don't truly appreciate things you have until you start to lose them. Isn't that right? It's an old saying. Actually, no, it's not. I just came up with that myself tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. This is the saying, Chris. This is my quote. You don't know what you have until it's gone. What, Chris? That's my quote. Anyway, that's my quote here. I just came up with that just now. But it really is true. You just don't fully appreciate, hey, I have a buddy every Wednesday night for as long as I've known him. They have two kids. He and his wife, they're two kids. On Wednesday night, every single Wednesday night, they have drawn a name out of a hat in their house. And whoever's name they pick, one of the four, that person, it's eat out night. It's their family eat out night. The night they eat out, and that person gets to pick the restaurant. And it's tremendous fun, right? Sometimes it's their youngest son. Sometimes it's the mom. And no one else gets a vote. No one else gets a say. The night your name gets drawn, that's family night eating out at whatever. And it could be whatever. You know, Red Lobster, a pizza place, whatever it was. And I was talking to him a couple weeks ago, and he told me, yeah, we're not doing that right now. Just things are a little tight right now. As long as I've known him, that's what they did. And it's gone. And it's a bummer. But look, you don't stop your economy for a virus. You just don't do it. I told you. Told everybody. Told them all. You don't ever, under any circumstances, even if it's a bad virus, under any circumstances, you don't point at your economy and say stop. You just don't stop your economy and start printing money and handing out checks. Stupidest, most suicidal thing I've ever seen in my life. Now it costs you $20 for a burrito and people wonder why.
I just paid over $10 for two burritos and a drink, whereas in the past that would be half that cost.
It's not cheap. It looked cheap, but it's...
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. You know what else I was thinking about? Been thinking about this a long time. You know what? You know what I'm a big fan of? Torpedoes. I love torpedoes, and I don't know. Hear me out here. I was not in the Navy. I know both my parents. I was not in the Navy. I was in the Marines. That said, I don't know whether it's the movies or the books or the concept of it. I love torpedoes. They're really, really freaking cool. And how sick would it be to have fully functional torpedoes on a boat of yours or something like that? And I'm reasonably sure that that's illegal, so please don't go purchase any torpedoes or try to build them yourself. Surely that's illegal, right, Chris? But that's a very good point, Chris, and you could probably do something nerdy like that. Chris said, Jewish producer Chris said, the explosive warhead on it is probably illegal, but the other torpedo part is probably legal. So now that you brought that up, hear me out. I'm just brainstorming here. This is just brainstorming. It's just a thought, just an idea. You know how they have paintball, right? Have you ever done paintball? I've done paintball with my kids. You remember the story where I shot one of my son's friends in the head with the paint. Anyway, we don't have to get into the details of it, but it was a lot of fun playing paintball. But you've played paintball, or at least you know what it is. All right. Couldn't we come up with some kind of a naval warfare thing? Now, I don't want to, I'm talking fake naval warfare thing. I don't actually want anyone to get blown up or shot or something like that. But you're telling me no one can come up with some way that, you know, me and the fam can go get on a boat this weekend and take on you and the fam? Like, you rent them out for a half hour and we shoot torpedoes at each other? And I realize you wouldn't want high explosive ones or something. Am I out of line here? Maybe the costs would be too great. The costs actually probably would be astronomical. You know what? Let's focus on some other things. Let's focus on this. Let's focus on the dirtball commies. Always, 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 it's wild how they do this, always blaming their political opponents. It's always the fault of the saboteurs.
We spent a lot of time, as you know.
By the way, this is Denver's mayor.
We spent a lot of time, as you know, this January and February advocating at the federal level for support here. There was a bipartisan bill.
Hear me out with the torpedoes. Just real quick, hear me out. What if the torpedo thing that we do, what if the torpedoes are little mini torpedoes, and everyone's on a jet ski, and if you hit someone's jet ski with your torpedo, because you don't want to hurt them, obviously, it just makes it kind of eject them. Like, there's an ejector seat on the torpedo, and boom, the torpedo hits the jet ski, boom, it goes launching you off the back into the water. Totally safe. Everyone wins. Jet ski torpedoes. Tell me this isn't a winning idea. Anyway, this is Denver's mayor.
We spent a lot of time, as you know, this January and February advocating at the federal level for support here. There was a bipartisan bill to do that that failed in the House. You know that.
You know, you could do it with an entire boat, as a matter of fact. You couldn't have a top on the boat, but you could have this thing where the boat, as soon as it gets hit, it wouldn't have to be too sudden because you would risk old people getting hurt. Old people, it'd be me getting hurt, but you wouldn't want to do it too fast. But as soon as the torpedo hits the side of the boat, there's something on the boat that automatically makes it roll over. And so everyone's in the water. And you would have to wear life jackets. I don't want to risk anybody drowning or something like that. But tell me that wouldn't be sick. Torpedo games. And you could do it on a big lake. I'm totally in. Here's Denver's mayor.
We spent a lot of time, as you know, this January and February advocating at the federal level for support here. There was a bipartisan bill to do that that failed in the House. You know that story. I think what we found at that point is whether
we haven't even talked about submarines. Listen. No, hear me out. The cartels to this day are using submarines. They've been using submarines for the longest time. They've been buying these little mini subs and bigger subs to transport, you know, a bunch of drugs and illegal stuff from Central and South America into the United States of America. So very clearly, the submarine market is picking up. Now, the problem with submarines is you're adding some serious liability if you're going to start putting people in submarines. Although I guess it could just be a really shallow lake, but man, if you get a leak and you don't get out there in time, the insurance costs are going to be through the roof. You know what? Never mind. That's not going to work. The submarine thing. Either way, we'll get back with more of the Denver's mayor stuff. I want to talk to you first about your dog and rough greens, though. Listen, your dog doesn't get nutrition. They don't. Our dogs don't get nutrition because there's none of it in dog food. The crime is that we think there is. That's, we love our dogs. It's not like we're trying to give our dogs bad food. I was trying to give Fred the best food I could possibly give him. I love the little fluffy idiot, but I wasn't giving him anything. And then he was always having these digestive problems, and he'd have to run out to the grass, and he started to eat grass. It was a nightmare, and the cleanup. And we found out about Rough Greens, all natural nutritional supplement. Created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. You pour it on your dog's food. All the vitamins and minerals and probiotics and digestive enzymes. You realize you can have your dog for years longer. Your dog will live longer and you will see a difference in your dog's coat, his energy, his breath, just his health. Like you see a difference in you when you eat healthy. Call them. Free Jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. I'll actually play Denver's mayor next.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're going to get back to Denver's mayor in a minute because I can't let this go. I'm sorry. I'm on something and I can't let it go. We've been talking. We've moved on past Biden and the abortion talk and everything else. And now we're discussing torpedoes. And we were discussing the torpedo jet ski park that we're going to start where you can shoot torpedoes at each other. No one gets hurt. It just kind of ejects you off the torpedo or off the jet ski. Okay, now let's set that aside for a moment. Let's focus on something else. I guess it's going to depend on what kind of society we think we have. The death penalty. Are you, no, hear me out, Chris. Let me finish. We're not going to get in trouble. Just hear me out. Are you a supporter of the death penalty? Many are not. And there are actually very good arguments both ways. Believe it or not, for as strong as I feel about most issues, that's one I've gone back and forth on. On one hand, the state's really evil. They probably shouldn't kill anyone. On the other hand, this person tortured their toddler to death. Could I kill them myself? You know, you kind of get to go through that. So anyway, we all go through that kind of thing. But let's just assume we're in a state where the death penalty is allowed. Now, hear me out. Just hear me out. Before anyone yells, hear me out. How do they kill people in your state if they allow the death penalty? What are the ways we kill people in America? Well, one of the most common, probably the most common way anymore is what? Lethal injection. Have you ever done any reading into lethal injection? You ever watched any documentaries on lethal injection? I have. And I'll be honest with you. It's really bad. And there are states out there where they haven't figured out the formula. And what's happening is they're injecting these guys with a bunch of stuff, and they're not just peacefully fading off to sleep. They're essentially poisoning them while they're alive, and they're watching. It just happened to some dude. I'm not going to go into the details. It was really bad. Okay, so lethal injection, it's not kind of what we all think it is. All right, so that's bad. What's the other way? So I can be strapped down and poisoned to death. What's another way? What are the other ways? Gas chamber. Do you know what that's involved? You know what the gas chamber is? You get locked in a little chamber, and you're in a seat, and underneath your seat, there's some kind of liquid. I don't know whether it's water or what. There's a little bucket of liquid, and then they have the pills. I believe they're cyanide pills, something like that. And they press a little button, and beep, that's the sound it makes. Beep, the pills drop out of there into the liquid, and then as you're sitting there, you're inhaling gas. Have you ever been pepper sprayed before or tear gassed? I've had the pleasure of having both. It's not pleasant. I knew I wasn't going to die in both cases. When it happened to me, and both times, I had in the back of my mind, I'm about to choke to death. I'm about to die. And it's a horrible panicky feeling. That's another way we kill people in America. I don't know whether we still do it that way, but it was very common for the longest time. Okay, electric chair. Do we need to talk about all the people on fire? Okay, stay with me. I'm not doing some bleeding heart thing. Now, hear me out. Let's say you kill someone and you get sent to death row. I hope you don't ever do that. Don't be breaking the law. But what if you get sent to death row? And I come into your cell and I give you a choice. What, Chris? Hear me out. You don't even know what I'm going to say. Hey, you can die by lethal injection. We hope we get the dosage right this time. That last guy took quite a while. Or you can participate in a torpedo exercise where people who paid a reasonable amount shoot torpedoes at a ship with you in it, and then you will probably die by high explosive. It'll be instant. You won't even know it's there. I'm choosing torpedo every time, aren't you? So tell me we haven't just created two birds with one stone. What, Chris? What? Chris said you got to give them the option. If they survive, they can leave. Okay, that's fair. But here's what we'll do. We'll say if you survive, you can leave. But then we'll shoot their boat out in the middle of some gigantic lake where we know they'll never be able to make it to the side. The deal will be, these people never read the fine print. They're on death row. We'll tell them, hey, if you make it to the shore, you can leave. And then it'll be all injured. And, the torpedo didn't kill me. And he's not going to make it anyway. So it'll all be fine. And it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So hear me out. You're not being inhumane about it. Everyone wins here. And we televise it. It's on pay-per-view. So we make a little money on the side. Yeah, it's fine. And we'll give some of that money to, I don't know, sick kids or something. Like the sick kids can have a couple bucks, right? And we'll make a little bit of money from the pay-per-view. Chris will handle the marketing and accounting and all that other stuff, obviously. Our society as a whole, we can get rid of more of these deadly criminals. And there's nothing that says we have to just torpedo one at a time. Put 10 or 12 on there. Toss them a couple beers. Hey, have a half hour on the lake. Enjoy a half hour on the lake. We'll play some Motley Crue on the boat. And if I wouldn't look west if I were you at any point in time. Just enjoy your day. And then the tourists get to go out there. Maybe a family member who's been injured because of the death row guy. Maybe he gets to press the button on there. If he doesn't feel like it, maybe it gets auctioned off for a certain price. Hey, for $5,000, you can send two or three at once. Tell me this isn't an idea that might shake out here. Torpedoes. I don't know what we're going to call this, though. We're going to have to find a way to market this. But I think we're onto something. I actually do. Anyway, we will move off of this now. Just something to think about. I'm brainstorming here on the air. This is the kind of stuff your brain can do when you're not thinking about the pain you're in anymore. When I don't have to worry about my knee getting swollen, it gives me more freedom to come up with award-winning business ideas like blowing up criminals with torpedoes. That's what Relief Factor has done. 4, drug-free, all-natural ingredients. What does it actually do? How does it help your neck pain, your muscle pain, your back pain, your hands? How does it help you do any of that? Well, it helps your body's natural response to inflammation. Your body's already trying to get the inflammation down. You're in pain because your body can't do it. Relief Factor's the fuel. Start giving your body what it needs to do it, all right? 3-week quick start kits. 3 weeks. $19.95. Call them. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now for tomorrow. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, for real now, this is Denver's mayor.
We spent a lot of time, as you know, this January and February advocating at the federal level for support here. There was a bipartisan...
You know what? No, I'm kidding. I'll let him go.
Partisan bill to do that failed in the House. You know that story. I think what we found at that point is whether we would like the federal government to do it or not, that was no longer a choice for us. It was clear that was not going to happen in this Congress in the next 7 months. So we felt like we had to take this into our own hands to come up with a solution. And that's why what we've come up with is something that both provides better support for newcomers and stabilizes the budget for Denver residents without cutting core public services.
That was Denver's mayor blaming the Republicans in the legislature. Why? Well, these big city commie mayors all across the country, they're finding out that communism, it was so much more fun before you actually had to pay for it. You see, Denver can't print money. Denver doesn't have its own currency. Colorado doesn't have its own currency. The United States of America has currency. And it sounds so good when you're in the liberal white woman book club reading The Secret or whatever it is these weirdo women read, and talking about how nice you are as a city to illegals, and we're going to be a sanctuary to all. I'm just going to look down south and scream at the top of my lungs.
Buenas tardes.
And they're all just going to come running to Denver, and there'll be extra tacos for everybody, except I don't pay the bills now, does it? And now they're beginning to cut services in the city. And now what they're going to find out, what cities like Minneapolis most definitely is already finding out, Minneapolis is actually further ahead in this than every other city. New York is not going to be far behind, but they're all going to follow suit. What they're going to find out is the golden goose of these big cities, the real, real reason big cities have cool stuff is big corporations. That's the reason. Because what happens in big cities is big corporations buy big buildings. They buy big luxury boxes at the Yankee game. They buy big this. They go all in with the cities, and they spend a fortune in these cities, and they bring out all kinds of tax revenue to these cities. Now, they do all this. Why? Because the city is big and the city is cool and the executives want to go out to eat at a fancy steakhouse and then they want to go watch the Denver Broncos play. But if the big cities can't bring in clients because the clients don't want to step in human poop on the way into the office, then eventually those taxes you pay in the city aren't worth it anymore. And you take your business, your gigantic Toyota headquarters that was right outside of Chicago, and you move it down to Texas where none of your employees get stabbed on the way into work. And then you look around one day and wow, our city budget used to be $10 billion. Why do we only have $3 billion now and we're budgeting to spend $11 billion? What are we going to do? You did it, communists. You did it. And I know they're going to blame Republicans because that's what communists have done every single time they've done this. When the destruction comes, and the destruction comes right away because it's a religion of destruction. Right away, the second they take over, everything starts dying. It's actually stunning how fast it goes. It's part of the reason Pinochet had that big revolution down in Chile. What, Chris? It's part of the reason that happened so fast. Allende, it doesn't matter what his name is. I just told you his name, but the communist takes over Chile. It was basically immediately the country just collapsed. You can't do it. You start nationalizing banks and stuff like that. All the money leaves and there's nothing left. The destruction comes immediately, and immediately the communist begins to blame the opposition. Oh, it's those saboteurs on the other side. They do it so well. They do it every single time. All right, we're moving on. By the way, Chris, do you have that old CDC clip you were going to dig up? You see, Chris dug up an old CDC clip because there is a headline from today. Pretty great stuff. You hear this? Headline. COVID vaccines aren't linked to sudden death in young people, a new CDC report shows. And listen, if there's one thing you can take to the bank, it's whatever the CDC says.
Dr. Jernigan, could you explain how the detection of these cases reflects the effectiveness of CDC's vaccine safety surveillance system?
Yeah, I think these indicate that the process works. You mentioned the TTS associated with the J&J vaccine. The systems have been able to pick up myocarditis and show that the risk of getting myocarditis is much lower among those vaccinated than among those that were unvaccinated. It's even a system that we've been able to pick up signals that turn out not to be signals, so then called ischemic stroke. Can occur.
Yeah.
We picked up a signal.
The Center for Disease Control, the same one that told you wear a mask, wear two masks, and then you got sick. The same one that told you ivermectin was horse dewormer. The same one that told you the vaccine stops the spread. Oh, wait, we were wrong about that. Whoops, it slows the spread. Oh, we were wrong about that too. Well, get it anyway, because it'll help you get over COVID. It'll last. Oh, sorry, doesn't last. You need one every 6 months. Oh, by the way, all those heart attacks in 13-year-olds, totally unrelated to the fact we've been injecting them with something for a long time. Yeah, evil people, evil people. Oh, speaking of evil people, I just want to remind everyone that this was me like 2 days ago. And what you're going to see this week, mark my words, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Mark my words. What you're going to see this week is you're going to see sources. It'll be printed in various newspapers and there'll be news stories with experts. And what these sources are going to say, maybe they'll even come directly from the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, no matter where they come from, you're going to begin to hear a ton of chatter this week about potential terror. There's a potential terror attack. We're tracking some things right now. We believe a terror attack is imminent. Though I guarantee you, oh my gosh, I guarantee you they will use a word like imminent, possibly imminent. It will be something along those lines. It will be something designed to generate fear. Something so you get self-conscious about running down to the mall on the weekend. Well, I don't want ISIS to blow me up. Oh, gosh, you're good. And why are you going to see that? Because they're running a psychological operation on the American people, trying to get public popular support behind the renewal of their ability to spy on you. You are going to witness an op right before your eyes this week. Watch all the terror talk flare up this week. It's coming. That was me then. I think that was Monday. This was FBI Director Christopher Wray today.
An absolutely indispensable tool that Congress can give us in our fight against foreign adversaries is the reauthorization of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It is critical in securing our nation, and we are in crunch time with our 702 authority set to expire next week. So let me be clear, failure to reauthorize 702 or gutting it with some new kind of warrant requirement would be dangerous and put Americans' lives at risk. So we need funding to protect America from terrorism. I touched on this earlier, but there was already a heightened risk of violence in the United States before October 7th. Since then, we've seen a rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations called
a rogues gallery. Did you hear that? Oh, I'm going to let him keep going, just so you know. There's a rogues gallery. Better let us spy on
you. For attacks against Americans and our allies. And given those calls for action, our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw some kind of twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home. But now, increasingly concerning is the potential.
Hold on. Just so you know, this is increasingly concerning.
So for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, ooh, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia concert hall just a couple weeks ago.
Don't go to a concert unless you let us spy on you.
We need funding to mitigate the range of threats from the border. Fentanyl, gangs like MS-13, human trafficking. And we need funding to keep going after child predators and to rescue young victims from their tormentors.
Don't you want to give the FBI money and power? What are you, pro-child predator? Wild to watch it all work, isn't it? All right, one more segment. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we check out of here until tomorrow, if you missed any part of the show, download it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Remember the World Economic Forum? We haven't talked about them in a while. This lady's name is Queen Maxima, and we're going to set aside how cool that is because apparently she's a communist piece of trash. But Queen Maxima of Netherlands. I didn't even know they had a queen there. Did you know Netherlands had a queen, Chris? Michael, is this something everyone knew? How many of these people are there? Just like a what is it? Just like a positional thing? What, Michael? Europe doesn't all have queens and kings, Michael. No way. All of them do? Really? I'm half European and I didn't know that. Are you serious? I knew. Don't say most of them. Don't go from all of them to most of them, Michael. I knew some of them did. You guys make these definitive statements and you don't even know what's going on. Anyway, Queen Maxima had this to say.
Why? Because in order to open an account, you need to have an ID.
Right.
She sounds like a Queen Maxima. You know what else? Tell me she doesn't sound kind of hot.
Why? Because in order to open an account, you need to have an ID.
Right.
Hey, Chris, look her up and see what we're dealing with here, please.
Why? Because in order to open an account, you need to have an ID.
Right.
And I have to say that when I started this job, there were actually very little countries in Africa or Latin America that had one ubiquitous type of ID. And certainly that it was digital.
Chris confirmed my suspicions, by the way.
And certainly that was biometric. And we've really worked with all our partners to actually help that being to grow this. And the interesting part of it is that, you know, yes, it is very necessary for financial services, but not only.
So,
you know, it's also good for school enrollment, it's also good for health, who actually got a vaccination or not. It's very good to actually get your subsidies, you know, from the government. So this has not only effect to the financial services, it's a very important issue.
Digital ID. It's essentially, it's digital cash, but obviously in ID form. another one of those things just to keep your eye on and to be suspicious of whenever you hear these people talk. You just heard her explain it. Why? Why should I need that? Well, you could imagine if you could use this to access healthcare. And then we can track your vaccines. Notice she even dropped the vaccines in there. Your school. You'd need that to get into school. And your subsidies. She even threw that part in. Your government subsidies. Don't you want your government check? Where's your digital ID? Show it. These people are always moving towards more control at all times. The kind of stuff that keeps you up at night unless you have MyPillow products. And then it doesn't matter what these people do. You'll never stay up at night, ever. Why? MyPillow's the best, man. And right now, they're having a $25 extravaganza sale. Now, I realize MyPillow products are high quality, and therefore they're going to have to charge a certain amount for MyPillow products. So as I've told you a million times, you wait until they have a big sale, which I tell you about every time they have one. I've never seen this one before. A two-pack of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, gosh, mine have lasted me for, what, 2-3 years now? It's still in perfect condition, $25. Six-piece towel set, $25. Giza, oh, the new premium MyPillows with the Giza fabric, any size, $25. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. If you get over $75 worth of stuff, that's three things, you get free shipping. MyPillow.com promo code Jesse or call them 800-845-0544. I want to touch on this just really quickly. You know, the Francis Scott Key Bridge is no more. It's now in the Baltimore Harbor, so it's no more. You know, they're going to have to rebuild it. The far lefties, the communists, they're already lobbying to change the name of it. They don't want the new one to be named Francis Scott Key. Now, I don't expect you to care about that, but we all should understand it, and we all should probably care more for this reason. This is why they've been so able to shape our culture. This is why they've been able to remake our culture. That's really what they've done. You look at what's out there right now. Down is up, left is right. It's crazy what they've done. How'd they do that? Every single opportunity, they pounce on it. Every single opportunity, they will dig in and they will fight tooth and nail for things that seem small. And because they seem small, it oftentimes is seen as not worth our time. I know I'm speaking for myself here. Or do I even want to get involved in that? Why should I even care? But that is how these subversives, that is how these communist subversives change entire nations. Whatever is out there, they dig in, and we do not.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New workplace trend: resenteeism has employees working less hard because they hate their jobs. Oh, so employees who don't like their jobs, they're resentful of the boss, and they're not working as hard? Wow, this is brand new. Definitely nothing that's ever happened before. Ben Affleck's child reveals transgender transition at grandfather's funeral. Imagine living to the ripe old age of 85, and as they honor your life, your grandson, I don't even know, what is it, a daughter? Oh, it's a daughter. I think it's a daughter. Had now decided she's going to buzz her head and be a dude. Man, he checked out just in time. NAIA becomes first national college governing body to ban trans athletes from women's sporting competitions. It's wild how long it's taken to finally make that happen. MSNBC interviews convicted felon Michael Avenatti from prison about the Trump trial. Do you remember they were trying to push Michael Avenatti to run for president? And then it came out that he not only swindled someone, he swindled the porn star who was working for him. Gosh, geez, these people. Senior editor NPR employs 87 Democrats in editorial positions and zero Republicans in the D.C. newsroom. Yes, the entire American media is evil and hostile to you, not biased, evil and anti-American. You know what else is anti-American? Not sending in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Send those in right now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will be back to have fun tomorrow, I promise. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.